Today on Compassion Radio.
And we had over 700 women in 92 countries sign up.
Wow.
I know. So that's why we were like, oh my gosh.
You're onto something.
Okay, we're onto something. Right. Like, or this is meeting a need.
Yes.
And this is our philosophy. If we can just set the table, it's God who feeds his children.
That's right.
And so if we can get people to take that space to just listen to someone talking about God and life and the Bible and get them in the Word so they are reading passages in the Word and interacting.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way. Today, Bram's wife Sandy connects with Amy Young of Velvet Ashes, a ministry whose purpose is to connect the hearts of women who are separated by geography but bound together by a life of serving overseas. Amy and her team are uniquely qualified to serve as mentors to these women because they themselves have lived that life and have learned what it takes to thrive in it. This is Frank Montenegro, and here's Sandy with part two of that conversation.
And we are hearing a bit of Amy's story. And I want to move ahead here, Amy, with your story about you served in China for, tell me again, 5 years, you said?
Well, no, it was a total of about 20 years. Midway through, I switched from being the curriculum director to being our member care director.
Okay.
And in the mission world, what a member care director is really kind of everything related to the person outside of their job. So let's say you're having team stress, team interaction problems, member care would come in and help. Let's say your mom back home is in a serious car accident and might die. Member care would help you think, is this a time that you need to get back to the States? And kind of help with all of the details. Let's say you are experiencing depression or a lot of anger or anxiety on the field. Member care would come in and help with that. So sort of, as I said, everything related to you being a human outside of your specific job. So if you're a banker or a teacher or an accountant, they would kind of help with everything else but that. And I did that for a number of years. And then God called me back to the States to get a master's in counseling to continue to help with that. So, and then I returned to the field and helped run a program where we had about 200 teachers at about 50 universities around China and working with all elements. I helped with the training of them, the supervising, the member care, all of that. And then that season of my life was coming to a close. And a colleague within my organization, Danielle Wheeler, contacted me and said, hey, what do you think about this idea? There are a lot of online communities for Christian women, but there's none specifically geared for missionaries. And it just clicked. I had started blogging and seeing the power of technology, be it social media or a blog, to connect people who, and that there could be genuine connection. It's not the same as in person, but it's still genuine and meaningful. And so three of us, Danielle Wheeler, Patty Stallings, and myself, behind the scenes brainstormed and launched Velvet Ashes. So I don't know what would be helpful to know about that. I'm happy to. I could talk about anything, but I understand.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think it would be important. The name Velvet Ashes is very intriguing to me, and I think I asked you about this when we were in Costa Rica. So if you would just tell our listeners, what does that mean? What is? Where did you get that name, and what does it mean?
Oh, my word, because you can, I mean, naming an organization is like naming a baby. It's hard.
Right.
You feel the holy weight of it and responsibility. And of course, you could always change names, but you're birthing something. And you know that names mean something, and they carry stories, and they, So that actually took a lot longer than you would think. but when we finally hit on it, that was just like, that is it. That is it. The velvet ash is in the ash tree family. So velvet ashes, obviously, then are, it's like a grove of trees.
Okay.
But the velvet ash tree, why we were drawn to it, is it thrives in unlikely places. And that just resonated with us. That is our hope for women on the mission field, that they are thriving in an unlikely place. And whether it's a hard season, thriving doesn't mean like everything is rosy and wonderful and easy.
Say that again.
Thriving doesn't mean everything is rosy and wonderful and easy.
All right.
Again, I think we confuse thriving mm-hmm. means like, oh, easy and good and I'm enjoying it.
Right, right. I want to make sure that our listeners really got that because I think that's very important. Hang on a second, Amy. Sorry. I think that's a very important point, that sometimes we are deceived into thinking that we're not thriving if we feel like we're in a desert place or a quiet place or even a place of sorrow. And I think it's in those times that God can do some really deep and meaningful work in us in those places of desert and mourning and grief. And then we understand even more how to rejoice in the beautiful places.
Well, that's it exactly, Sandy, is I think, again, that's a word, thriving, that at least I can say I unconsciously have associated it with, like, I'm enjoying this or everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
And to say God defines it, you can thrive even when your husband's having cancer.
Mm.
It's going to look different than thriving when, you know, you've had a new baby and everything's wonderful. Like, that thriving is going to look differently.
For each person.
But that was just for each person and even within each person, within each stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
I know my thriving now middle of my life looks different than it would have in early adulthood.
Mm-hmm.
And that it will look as I continue to age. But God is still present and God is still working and God is still good
mm-hmm.
in each phase of my life.
I'm just going to read from your website here. You said, what does the name mean? And it said, we are named for the velvet ash tree, resonating with this tree because it lives in the seeming emptiness of the desert. Yet it is in the desert that this tree thrives, its roots mm-hmm. reaching deep. I like that. That's really,
yeah.
That's really nice to read that and to
yeah.
hear that. And that is such a beautiful picture of what God does in our lives when we are in those dark places. If we really cling to Him and we lean into Him, our roots can go really deep into the knowledge
yeah.
of the Savior.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. What else can you tell me about how you came up with the name or how meaningful it is to you personally? Because I know you lived on the field and now you're back here in the States, but you're still a missionary in a kind of a different way.
Right. Well, when Velvet Ashes started off, it was, I'm going to use the word, just a blog.
Okay.
And since then, it has evolved and blossomed into this online community. And so a big part of my role is just, I feel a little bit like the conductor of an orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
If you look on our Meet the Team page, how many contributors we have.
I saw that, yes.
We are run by volunteers. And the mere fact that Velvet Ashes is about 4.5 years old and we already have that many volunteers, mm-hmm. I think it just speaks to the fact that for this season, we're really meeting a need for women on the field because all of those contributors volunteer mm-hmm. their time. So we've got a team of writers and then behind the scenes, once the words are written, getting them loaded up onto the blog, out onto social media. And it is just encouraging to see how God can redeem and use anything. I look at our Instagram community. We've got 5 different women are like on the leadership team for mm-hmm. Instagram. And just the ways that they encourage conversation and that Me Too factor, and they're sharing pictures from women all over the world and asking good questions, and people can share their stories. And you do get to know people, and you do get to, every Wednesday we'll have a prayer post, so mm-hmm. people share prayer requests and can pray for each other. So it's really kind of that whole spectrum of some are just light and silly.
Mm-hmm.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Right.
Yeah, and then some are heavier. One of the women who had been out in the remote area of the Philippines, her husband very unexpectedly had very serious medical stuff. Mm-hmm. And they had to almost within 48 hours, like leave the field and come to California for medical treatment. And just their entire life with kids got turned upside down.
Yeah.
But to see then how the community rallies around her and can support her, and even though it's at a distance, can still ask questions mm-hmm. and pray for her and comment and let her know she is not having to face this as alone as before there was a way,
right.
like Instagram,
right.
to connect and communicate.
Well, I've seen some of the Instagram posts. I follow you on Instagram, Velvet Ashes, and it is so sweet to read those stories and to see little glimpses of the lives these women are living overseas and how they respond to each other in with the questions
yes.
and how they talk very familiar with each other, like they're sisters,
yeah.
like they know each other, like they're
yeah.
interested in each other's lives. And I think that is so important in our lives too, that we stay connected. I mean, yes, we talked about how we need to have the connection with physical, hands-on, skin-touching people. But if we can't, then to find this kind of community that we can
yes.
have some connection that is on a deeper
yes.
level, that we can
yes.
be who we are, be ourselves, and we can share our hearts, and we can receive the encouragement, the exhortation, sometimes the correction
mm-hmm.
that we need.
Yes. Yep.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
A friend asked me recently, "Where do you get your stories for Compassion Radio?" "We have to dig for them," I said. And later that made me think about that little one-verse parable that Jesus spoke in Matthew 13:44. What is the kingdom of God like? Well, it's like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again and joyfully sold everything he had to buy that field. Why? So that the treasure would be his. And what is that treasure that Jesus is talking about? Well, it's the kingdom of God. Jesus is saying something really important here. If you want to find God's kingdom, you've got to dig for it. And finding it is the first part. Once we discover what a treasure it is, it's nothing but joy to give everything we have to stay there. Friends, that's the kind of story we bring you each and every day on Compassion Radio. Stories of people who have risked, given, surrendered everything to experience the surpassing riches of Christ, lavished on us in His kingdom. And you know the most amazing thing to me? These powerful, life-changing stories begin with you. God is using you to make this unique ministry possible. Thank you, friends, for responding to the call and investing in Compassion Radio with your prayers and financial gifts. You literally put the shovel in our hands and send us on treasure hunts. To expand the metaphor a little farther, we're honored to bring back the treasure map to you. Bless you for all you do to make Compassion Radio possible.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
One of the women who had been out in the remote area of the Philippines, her husband very unexpectedly had very serious medical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to almost within 48 hours, like leave the field and come to California for medical treatment. And just their entire life with kids got turned upside down.
Yeah.
But to see then how the community rallies around her and can support her, and even though it's at a distance, can still ask questions mm-hmm. and pray for her and comment and let her know she is not having to face this as alone as before there was a way,
right.
like Instagram,
right.
to connect and communicate.
Well, I've seen some of the Instagram posts. I follow you on Instagram, Velvet Ashes, and it is so sweet to read those stories and to see little glimpses of the lives these women are living overseas and how they respond to each other in with the questions.
Yes.
and how they talk very familiar with each other, like they're sisters, like they know each other, like they're interested in each other's lives. And I think that is so important in our lives too, that we stay connected. I mean, yes, we talked about how we need to have the connection with physical, hands-on, skin-touching people. But if we can't, then to find this kind of community that we can have some connection that is on a deeper level, that we can be who we are, be ourselves, and we can share our hearts, and we can receive the encouragement, the exhortation, sometimes the correction that we need.
Yes. Yep. Yep. So what Velvet Ashes has evolved to, I think the thing I could compare it to the best for the listeners is a church. And I'm not saying we are a church, so please, listeners, hear me. But what I'm trying to say is, you know how within your church, you've got the Sunday service.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got our things that are just regular. They happen, you know, every day, 52 days a week, just your regular thing. But we also have connection groups, and they meet in the spring and the fall. And that would be sort of more like a small group within a church, where on a Sunday, you can talk to a lot of people, but the truth is you're more like saying hi, touching base, getting little update.
Right.
It's not that deep, more personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that we need all of that. We need the Sunday service, but we also need the small group.
Mm-hmm.
So for the connection groups, they will meet for 8 to 10 weeks in a small group of 6 women with a facilitator. And depending on where they are and what type of group, where they are in the world, meaning what type of internet, what type of day. Suddenly now you're talking all 24-hour time zones.
Right.
It actually can kind of be a nightmare.
Set your alarm for 2 in the morning.
See, that's it. And I didn't know that not every country does daylight savings on the same weekend.
Okay.
That's one thing. If I had the power to change anything in the world, I think I might say, because in the spring, it's for about 10 weeks, a different country will do daylight savings.
Oh, my goodness.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's not even 2 or 3 weeks. Anyways, we will get off of that sidetrack because that is not interesting. But so these groups meet via Skype or on Facebook in a secret group that's set up. So it's all private. No one else can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will get to connect with each other and talk about, we have a whole guide for the facilitators to use to facilitate connection and conversation and praying for each other. And it's just that place where they can let their hair down and not feel like, well, if I say this on social media, first of all, will my supporters misunderstand it? Will they get it? Will they and where there's that element of raising support, I don't want to, if I say like, I'm really hating the country I'm in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Will that maybe end up financially costing me?
Right, right. And that's important to
it is
consider.
Important. Yes, and for them to have, yes, and they do need to. There is a public element, and there is appropriate places to share and to get support. We also have a book club that meets on the blog. So we've probably read about 40 different books in community. So also, if you're a book person, go look on our website under book club and you can see the bookshelves. You can see all of the different past 40 books we've read and the different blog posts related. So for book lovers, they will absolutely love that.
Yeah. I'm just going to say right now that the website is velvetashes.com, and across the top, there are different categories that you can look through, and under community, if you're interested in the book club, it is under community, and you can just look under there. And I think that's a great thing to do. I mean, I've been part of book clubs before, and that's really a lot of fun for people. So if you're interested in that, I'll just say to our listeners, you can look on their website for that. So I'm sorry, go ahead. You're talking about community and the things that you have going on with that.
And under that tab, you'll also see something called the retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I say sort of similar to a church, like annually we'll have a big special event. So we've got our daily, weekly stuff. We've got kind of seasonal stuff with the connection groups. And then every April, we have an online retreat. So we realized with technology now, you know, for a missionary woman out on the field to go to a retreat is not always feasible.
Difficult,
depending
right.
where they're living in the world, how far it is to travel, if they've got kids or even just, again, you want to talk about the madness of working with a community around the world. Every country has different holidays in different months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So trying to find one time in the year where there isn't something big somewhere in the world is impossible.
Right.
And as you and I met going to an Esmera retreat, and in-person retreats are so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a limitation of how many people physically can be in a space together.
Right.
And
right.
realizing digitally, you remove that. You remove the barrier of travel.
Mm-hmm.
You remove the barrier of time zones. You mm-hmm. remove the barrier of how many capacity of a room.
Mm-hmm.
And so we film an entire retreat. We will have a different speaker for each retreat. They are filmed. We have different Bible passages that we go through. We create a whole downloadable guide so they can download the guide and fill in the blanks and listen to the speakers.
Mm-hmm.
We filmed testimonies. And then every year we create different retreat elements. So like this past year, we had a whole spa video on how to do homemade spa facials.
Oh, fun.
We will have different exercise videos. So we've had holy yoga in the past.
Mm-hmm.
We've had holy Pilates. We did kickboxing this year.
Okay.
Just to throw in some different physical ways to use your body mm-hmm. during the retreat. So we filmed all of that. And the very first year, we just put it out there and said, hey, on this weekend, we're going to have a virtual retreat. Where all of us around the world are going to be on a retreat right where you are, but at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we had over 700 women in 92 countries sign
wow.
up.
Wow. Wow.
I know. So that's why we were like, oh my gosh.
You're onto something.
Okay, we're onto something.
Right.
Like, or this is meeting a need.
Yes.
And just saying, and this is our philosophy. If we can just set the table, it's God who feeds his children.
That's right.
And so if we can get people to take that space to just listen to someone talking about God and life and the Bible and get them in the Word, so they are reading passages in the Word and interacting, you know, God loves his children. The Holy mm-hmm. Spirit wants to just spend time. And then God and the Holy Spirit, part of God, he's the one who knows what that person needs to hear.
Right.
He's the one who knows what she's facing,
mm-hmm.
what challenges or strengths or what he wants to prepare her for, what's coming next in her life that, you know, she doesn't know. Obviously, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just so sweet how, you know, people who are in full-time ministry, I think even here in the States, whether it's pastors or missionaries, so often because ministry, it just can get messy. Where are the boundaries that I'm in relationship with God versus working for God?
Mm-hmm. We'll hear more of this conversation next time on Compassion Radio. If you missed anything today, well, you can listen again anytime. Just open up your browser on your computer or smartphone or even your tablet and go to CompassionRadio.com. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you liked what you heard, please consider supporting Compassion Radio. First, with your prayers. You know, when you pray for us, God increases the effectiveness of this ministry by empowering the Compassion Radio team for service and by opening doors of opportunity for us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. And now second, would you please share this broadcast with a friend or a loved one? This is going to help us reach as many people as possible with the important work God is doing in the lives of those who live in a missional way. And really, that's all of us, you and I. Finally, please consider supporting this ministry financially. You can give a one-time gift, a semi-regular gift, or you can become a Compassion Radio Vision Team member. And that means a regular monthly gift for the amount of your choosing. You know, this ministry is 100% listener-supported, and that means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. You can support Compassion Radio right now by calling 800-868-1717. 800-868-2478 or by visiting CompassionRadio.com. That's 800-868-2478 or CompassionRadio.com. You can also text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word COMPASSION to 53445. And of course, you can always mail your gift to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen, spend a little time with us. And be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Ventures Incorporated and your generous financial support.